So why don't you tell us a little bit about what the rehearsal process is like? Is there anything special that's going on? And,
besides,
is it all this mayhem and...
too much mayhem.
Yeah.
A lot of moodiness. well, you know, actually, it's what we were saying earlier before we were on the air, that three of us sing in the Renaissance jazz group called Without Measure. And I'm really interested in early music, especially the Renaissance. And so we work through, in that group, working the text and figuring out what the meaning is and how to improvise and how to, you know, have some flexibility with the music according to the words. And that's what's so great about being a jazz Renaissance group is that jazzists are already kind of acclimated to do that. So with I'll Be Seeing You, I mean, that's, as I introduced it, that's where it made sense to us anyway. Because I think the first couple times we were going through it, someone was saying, you know, I'm not, you know, it's a nice little tune, but I don't know, you know, I don't know. There's other things that we could do. And but within the context of loss, and, you know, we're a nation at war now, so it's not that hard to get in touch with what that would be like. So that's part of it, because we talk about it. But then we also just experiment and continually change the arrangement, actually. We talk constantly changing the arrangements.
One of the things I'm really excited about in terms of this group is every single person here has some level of classical training from, you know, minoring it in school or having a degree in it or getting graduate degrees or just dabbling in some kind of classical endeavors. And so we all have an appreciation for the kind of discipline and classical voice, but we also have just an absolute love and passion for jazz. And when we rehearse, I mean, one of the things I really appreciate about this group is someone will say, well, what about this tune? And, you know, we're all at a point where, yeah, let's give it a shot. Let's see if it works. So we're very compatible in terms of, you know, taking risks and like staying alive. That was a big, if you think about it, that was a big risk. But, right. You know, we all love Greg and we just kind of trust him. But when he said, why don't you do this Bee Gees tune? You know, none of us went, oh, yeah. The general attitude was, you know, let's cool. give it a shot yeah. and see what happens. So usually the way we do rehearsals is someone throws a chart on the table. What about this one? And then either it's a written chart or in terms of the Tenor Madness, Juliet or someone said, what about Tenor yeah. Madness? And we kind of went, is that the one that goes ba 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 da ba ba ba? And we just kind of scattered it or improvised it through. And then I think Juliet actually took it home and, you know, disciplined it. In terms of getting a rudimentary chart going.
And we push each other to do the solos. Yeah. We're one of those groups that, you know, yeah. we love tossing it around and featuring everybody.